Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozark with what is really on my heart, I believe, placed there by the Lord. You know that we have this place, Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, because the Lord led us to. If you'd like my book on that, The Road to Prayer Mountain, to see how it came by vision, and how we now have here in Branson more than 200 acres dedicated to saints praying. We have cabins that people come to for individual prayer, and then we have corporate prayer. Right now we have it every Sunday at 3 o'clock, and we are going to initiate soon noon prayer on Wednesdays, and I'll tell you about that. The Lord told me when he told us to have Prayer Mountain that he needed it for two purposes. Number one, that people would pray in the plan of God. And number two, that they would stop the strategies of the enemy. Now, what we're going to be talking about this week is praying in the plan of God. I wrote in my prayer letter about something that happened Sunday, June 29th, at the 3 o'clock p.m. corporate prayer meeting here. The people who meet here regularly have been praying together for a while, and we are able to move as one in prayer. That afternoon, Sunday, June 29, we seem to be taken up into a higher place. The following prophetic word came through Billy Brim. There is one thing that will save America, and it is not the election. There is one thing that will help Israel and the world. It is an awakening to God. I'll read you again exactly how it came. There is one thing that will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. There is one thing that will avail for Israel and the nations, and that is an awakening to God. And ever after that, I knew, even though we were going to have our great prayer meeting that we always have every autumn, our autumn assembly of prayer, that we were not really going to be praying about the upcoming election in autumn. We were going to be praying about what the Holy Spirit of God was taking up with us on, and that is an awakening. I saw that the best person in all the world, when we go to Israel, we go into Hebron, and we go up to the cave where Jesse and Ruth are buried. Jesse is the father of David, and Ruth is David's grandmother. And Jesse, they always tell us at this grave that he was one of the men of the Bible of whom it is said no wrong, and that his, of course, there's an oral tradition. People know about history. They tell things one from one to another. And the oral tradition about Jesse is that he was such a good man. And I know that there are good men and who live right now, wonderful men, wonderful women. But even if they were put into the presidency, unless this nation awakens to God, troubles will come, and there is not an answer without an awakening to God. And so the Lord instructed us, he spoke to us that very day about the importance of prayer in any awakening. So we're going to be here, and we're going to talk about it. You'll understand it more, but I'll tell you about it right now. We're going to be here starting the Wednesday of this week's broadcast at 12 noon. We're going to be asking God for an awakening. We invite you to join us. We're going to stream it online. Or we just invite you to pray wherever you are at 12 noon, your time. Or if you want to go back, it'll be archived. If you can't pray until 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, you can go back and turn it on and turn that stream on and pray with us about an awakening to God. Now, the term awakening, I got this just off the internet. Answers.com dictionary. Awakening is rousing from sleep in a natural or a figurative sense, rousing into activity, exciting, as the awakening city and awakening discourse, the awakening dawn. It gives it as a noun, the act of awaking or ceasing to sleep. A revival of religion or more general attention to religious matters than usual. It's an amazing thing that in the definitions of the word awakening, we find that they point toward a religious meeting. Word origin, answers.com gives this word origin to the word awakening. It originated in 1736, they say. In the winter of 1734 and 35, the mild-mannered Reverend Jonathan Edwards, minister of the church in Northampton, Massachusetts, was astounded. People actually were listening to his sermons and following his advice. "We were all sinners," he said, "and our works will not justify us. God alone is the source of salvation." These words ended the carnal security of his congregation. Their talk turned to nothing but religion, and they began living godly lives. Even the vainest and loosest, even young people. And this behavior was spreading from Northampton to other towns up and down the Connecticut River. In a famous letter published in 1736, Edward called this a general awakening. And that's the term, that's the origin that Answers.com's dictionary gives for the origin of the word awakening. And that awakening that Jonathan Edwards, the preacher in Massachusetts, they said that his sermons were quiet. He's famous for one sermon called Sinners in the Hand of an Angry God. But he didn't even deliver that in harsh preaching like we say today. He was a mild-mannered person, spoke very mildly, lived a wonderful godly life. But Jonathan Edwards suddenly noticed that the people in his congregation had awakened. They had awakened to God. That awakening, the great awakening, is the awakening in the colonies, the 13 colonies that had come here in America. They awakened to God. And what happened out of that great awakening was the birth of the United States of America. I'm reading to you right now, and I want you to see that this is not just in religious books that we know this. The United States of America was born out of the Great Awakening. I just went online and I found the Longmeadow Historical Society in Longmeadow, Massachusetts. And of course, you know Jonathan Edwards was from Massachusetts. And there in that Historical Society's papers, I found this. The Great Awakening and its Effect on the Society and Religion of the Connecticut River Valley by Megan S. McCormick. Quote, "The Great Awakening was a religious movement during the 1730s and 1740s in which itinerant ministers presented powerful messages of salvation and which provided early Americans with a greater sense of nationality. This religious movement also had a lasting effect upon the manner in which the people in the American colonies viewed themselves, their relationships with each other, and their faith. The Great Awakening and its fire of spiritual enthusiasm leaped out toward the Connecticut Valley and western Massachusetts. One of the most notable points of origin was the Connecticut River Valley under the leadership of Jonathan Edwards. Then, as the movement grew, it became a conflagration through all the colonies by the extraordinary English traveling evangelist George Whitefield." We're going to be talking about George Whitefield in other days, but I want you to remind you now that I'm reading from a secular publication at a historical society in Massachusetts. In the 1700s, most Americans were scattered throughout the countryside. Traveling from one colony to another and from one city to another was difficult. There were no roads, few roads and bridges. Mail was irregular. Communities of the day were centered around a church or meeting house, which were the centers of worship, business, and social gatherings. The ministers of these churches were more than preachers. They were highly respected members of the community who sometimes served as doctors, teachers, and even counselors. Many adversities as this paper reports, many adversities attacked the colonists, and they had to be prepared for death. They had to be prepared for animal attacks, high fevers, floods, malnutrition, complications from childbirth. It was a perilous time, and the people needed to hear about God, but they had grown so busy with frontierism and with expanding, and it was difficult for them to communicate that they needed something that God gave them. And he gave them because I believe he brought forth the United States of America at the time he needed to bring it forth. And because of the problems, back to the paper now, because of the problems presented by remoteness in the 13 colonies, remember, and difficulties of communication, those who went to no church at all were the majority. And it resulted in a religious apathy. Apathy means you're asleep. This religious apathy was a great concern of the established church in the early 18th century. But in the beginning of the 1730s, now remember we became a nation in 1776. In the beginning of the 1730s, itinerant ministers began to travel throughout the colonies and to preach about God in such places as meeting houses, green city streets, and clearings. These traveling preachers provided a diversion from the boredom and rigors of daily life. They presented a hope for salvation that seemed far more attainable than that which colonists had heard from their ministers who had professionally been placed and trained. One of these ministers was George Whitefield. Whitefield is said to have preached in Boston to 19,000 in 3 days. Then at a farewell sermon, he left 25,000 people who heard him that day. And of course, this place that I told you about, Long Meadow Historical Society, is preaching and speaking about the Great Awakening from a secular point of view, from a historical point of view. We have, from a very spiritual point of view, a book we'd like to make available to you this week, Revival Fire by Wesley Duell. We've offered it before. We want you to have it. Order some and give them out. We're making it available to you for $10. Normally it sells for $15. Revival Fire. It gives a history of the revivals that have occurred here in America and even around the world. And we're going to get over to Ireland pretty soon in our daily studies. But right now, if you want to receive Revival Fire, where you can read in greater detail about the Great Awakening out of which the United States of America came, just call us at 417-336-4877, or we have an 800 number, 1-800-972-3447. Or go online to billybrim.org and order Revival Fire by Wesley Duell. We are praying for a great awakening. Please join us. Shalom.